Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and again, this is Professor Greg Stevens, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, thank you today for the anointing. Oh, thank you, precious Jesus. Because of you and because of your name, the Spirit that created all things is dwelling within us. And we praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about the Spirit of power. He is introduced in the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Or, as we said yesterday, he said, light be, light was. And he saw the light that it was good. So that's the introduction of the Spirit of power. And as we read yesterday, at 186,000 miles a second. In 24 hours, there are 16,074,764,800 miles of universe because He said it.
Wow.
At the speed of light. Sunshine wasn't until 4 days later. But He introduced matter with the words of His mouth. Glory to God. The Spirit of God is always moving. He's never static. But take a look at yourselves. If something that you've been praying about or something is not happening, take a look at what you're saying. Because we find out then from the 10th, then in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that He didn't create this out of nothing. He created it out of something you can't see, which is the force of faith.
Right.
So faith is the creative power of God.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Now, let's see what else Jesus had to say in the book of Acts. Glory to God. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then the book of Acts. This is the former treatise that I have made, O Theophilus, all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which He was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost, though the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen. Who did? Who gave the commandment?
Jesus.
The Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There's not two. There's one.
Nope, just one.
There's not two devils. They're just one.
That's right.
He's the same devil He always was, and God is the same God He always was. Now, Jesus began to teach, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, you have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, listen to what He said. He said, don't you do anything. Don't do anything until you receive power.
That's right.
Look in that 8th verse. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you then you will be witnesses unto Me, both in Jerusalem, unto all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. But don't try to do it without power. Don't try to do it just being born again. You're born of the Spirit. But when the Spirit comes on you, you shall receive dunamis, power.
Brother Copeland, they had tried to live holy and righteous in their own power thousands of years, and that's the law. this is a new age and a new day. And here's how I know that. Verse 7, it says in chapter 1, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But it goes, that's reference to verse 6.
Yes, it is.
When they therefore were coming together, they asked of him, Lord, wilt thou at this time again the kingdom, restore again the kingdom to Israel? They're still looking for the millennial reign kingdom. Now's the time, right? Because that's all they were believing for. That's all their faith was in. He said, I've got this whole thing. I've got to bring these Gentiles in. I've got a whole timeline of this church age, this mystery you don't know. And then he mentions that that time period is in the Father's power. And let me just help you. Anybody that's trying to guess when that is, you got to be stronger than the Father and his power to be able to know when it is. And that person doesn't exist. They just don't exist. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. He's like, I've got to get this power that's in me, in you.
Now, my mother used to tell me, Kenneth, Jesus is coming this year. I said, is that right? Yes. Well, then next year she'd say, Jesus is coming this year. I said, you said that last year. She said, I know it, but he's coming this year. But she said that every year. She kept herself aware of it.
That's right.
And she was physically impaired because her appendix ruptured on the basketball court when she was a young girl. When they rushed her to the hospital, and the doctor opened her up and saw that it was already ruptured, and she had to die. Well, he didn't even sew her up. And he cleaned it out, and he just used cadaver clamps because she had to die. Now, my grandfather's full-blood Cherokee Indian, and he was a very happy man, but when he turned 100% Indian, it's hard to get him to say anything. And he encouraged the doctor. She dies, you die. So at least he sewed her up. And they told her, don't ever try to have a child. It will kill you, and you are not going to live but 10 years.
My, my.
They were married 9 years when I was born. And she said it every year. Every year. Because she thought, I may die this year. She just kept living, and she just kept Amen. Living. And she just kept living. And she called me one day and shouted, I made it, I made it, I made it. I said, what, Mama? 3 score and 10, bless God.
Amen.
She pushed for that. Most people think that that's the set time.
Right.
God didn't say that. Moses was lamenting that they were dying in the desert. God said in Genesis 6:3, man's normal life will be 120 years.
Right.
If she had taken hold of that, she'd have gone on for that because
sure.
she was strong.
Sure. But she's like Abraham. Her faith is in her future and in where she's going
to
be.
And the reason I brought that up, we're at a time right now, we need to be doing what Jesus said and be witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be witnessing to that he's coming. We need to be talking about it. We need to be witnessing to other people about it. And see to it that you think about it. Think about it enough. It's where my favorite thing is today, we're one day closer to the resurrection.
That's right.
We have to be.
Right.
I don't know when it's going to be, but we're a day closer to it than we were yesterday.
A lot of people make the mistake, they put two events together. They'll put the rapture with the second coming. They're two different events.
Yes, they are.
So what they're asking him about here is the second coming, when he'll set up a kingdom. There's some things that need to happen, transpire, and they're rapidly happening for that. But for the rapture, there's nothing holding that back.
No. 300 prophecies. 300 of them. And Yahshua fulfilled every one of them.
That's right.
Now, let me say this. Jesus is the Englishized version of his name. If you literally translated it, it's Joshua.
That's right. Which means salvation.
It means security and salvation.
That's right. Yeshua.
And so, and that, had that not taken place, I am convinced that the word Jesus would not be so offensive to Jewish people.
Right.
They don't know where that came from. I mean, what kind of a name is that? His name's Joshua. And you'll find it translated, you'll find the word Joshua translated in Hebrews as Jesus. And it was Joshua, Joshua.
So it's not as insignificant that Joshua led them, not Moses, into their promised land.
That's right.
And the water rolled back
and
to Adam.
And he's the type.
It was a type and shadow of who's coming.
Yes.
So, and when this says, excuse me, when it says Emmanuel, God with us, that is fulfillment as well. That is talking about that millennial kingdom.
Yes, it is.
So he's both titles, and he's son of David. When you look at this, believers then, we've been given this power, according to this. They went and they did. We know that the Holy Ghost descended, came into the room, the rushing mighty wind. You've talked about what that was, what that was all about. See, largely the angels and the Spirit of God in some ways had departed the earth.
Well, they were coming and going.
Right.
The angel in Exodus 23. Moses was disturbed that God was not going to be there. And he took that up with God. You're not going to be here with us. I mean, this is the Copeland translation. You are really put out with us, and you're not going to be there with us. So God said, I will send my angel. Let's look at that. Exodus chapter 23. Come back down here. The 13th verse, in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. And the first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk. Behold, now look, he said, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. He will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries, for mine angel shall go before you. Now, verse 25, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he, the angel, not God, the angel will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness from the midst of you. So straighten it out. Don't start with the 23rd verse. Don't start with Deuteronomy 28. Read Deuteronomy 27.
That's right.
Then you know what was happening. God was not in the business of cursing anybody.
Nope.
They were shouting across mountains at one
point. Well, he's trying to teach us something in that. He's trying to teach us the authority again of our words as covenant people. So when I teach at Kenneth Copeland Bible College, in that second year, we start with covenants. And then from covenants, once we understand the covenants, then we'll go into Lashon Hara, or the evil tongue, and we talk about confession and all. Mm-hmm. It does you no good to try to do confession and understand the words of your mouth if you don't understand whose people you are and your covenant right. This is why a lot of people say, well, I've tried confession, and I've tried this, and I've tried that, and it's just not working for me. Well, you're trying it without an understanding.
That's right.
You're just parroting positive confession.
Faith hasn't come.
That's it.
And faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, by hearing it taught and preached. So
power and authority. That's delegated authority. And now I'm walking in that delegated authority. And this is what he was trying to teach them there.
That's right. Now, that angel is still alive.
Yes, he is.
And his job hasn't changed a whole lot.
No.
That's his job. And God's name is in him. And there's no way of knowing how big he is. And one man saw my angel one time. And it was in Beaumont, Texas. And I went there to preach over the weekend and stayed 3 weeks. And this Baptist man was right on the front row, and he's there every day. And all of a sudden, he just wasn't there anymore. I wondered about him. But then he came in a morning service, and he sat right back next in the pew right there, right next to the door where he get out. And he was watching me, and all of a sudden his jaw fell and his eyes got big. And then he came around after the service. He said, "May I speak with you, please?" Well, I had missed him. And he said, "I really got mad at you." And he told me what it was. Well, he was Southern Baptist, and I said something wasn't all that Baptist. And he said, "I didn't plan on ever coming back." He said, "I just said, I'm not going back over there. That I'm going to listen to that kind of stuff anymore. That man doesn't know what he's talking about." And the Lord said, "I want you to go back." And he said, "No, I'm not going back. I'm not going back over there. I'm not going to listen to such stuff as that." And the Lord said, "I'll go one more service." "All right. But if he says anything like that again, I'm out the door." But he said, "Brother Copeland," he said, "all of a sudden, the biggest man I have ever seen in my life," and he said he was dressed in white, and he looked like Mr. Clean. And he said he was stuck to you. And everywhere you went, he was right there. And he said you'd kind of slow down a little bit, and he would whisper something in your ear, and off you'd go again. He said, "I'm really sorry." He saw him. Now, there are others. I've been aware from time to time of him, but there have been others that have remarked about it. But Jesus said it. Are not there angels before the face of my Father? Mm-hmm. Well, when you grew up, you didn't lose your angel.
The Hebrew word is Malachi. It's where we get the word Malachi. It means messenger. Exactly what he's called there. But now we've been given the Holy Spirit to reside in us.
Yes.
Now that makes us a little different in this. So what's the difference between power and authority? Authority is the channel which the power operates in.
That's right.
You can't have authority without power to back it. Neither can you have power without the channel of authority. It's like the power is at the power plant, and I need the light to come on here, but those wires are the channel. Mm-hmm. That it comes through. So the believer is the channel for that power. And it's our authority. Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 15, and I wrote down through 19 here. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good right here. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's how faith's coming, right? The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory and the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So God's power is now demonstrated through believers.
Yes, it is.
According to that verse.
Now, and it goes on to say, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
That's right.
And now you remember what the apostle wrote to the church at Rome. If the Spirit, here we are, mm-hmm. if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, then he will make alive your mortal body. The same Spirit
mm-hmm.
that
raised him from the dead.
That raised him from the dead.
Here's an interesting thing in the Hebrew. There's another word for power, one of the words for power, and you find it in Isaiah 53.
Yes.
Who has believed our report, and whom, to whom has the arm of the Lord, that means the power of the Lord, been revealed? Well, it's been revealed to us. So the arm of the Lord has been revealed to them that believe the report. Well, that's us. We believed the report of the Lord about salvation and the Holy Spirit, and now that power has been revealed to us. Mm. He's not withholding anything from us.
Mm-mm.
So, in the Bible, the arm of the Lord is always a reference to the power God used in salvation, not in creation.
That's right.
In creation, it was his hand and his fingers. But in our redemption, it was his arm. That was the power it took to redeem Jesus out of hell and to redeem us with him. And I can find it in Exodus 6:6 with a stretched out arm. He brought them out of Egypt. You can find it in Psalm 77, Isaiah 52, Isaiah 59, the arm of the Lord. Now, Brother Copeland, all we have about his power is his hand and his fingers in creation, and then his arm to redeem us from that place. Imagine if he ever put his back into it.
Mm.
The power of God. I mean, the strongest thing we've seen is the arm of the Lord.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, there's so much.
Isaiah.
And Isaiah 55. Now, one of the crippling things of Bible study is reading one or two verses at a time. Mm-hmm. You need to search the neighborhood.
That's right.
You don't start at Isaiah 53. You start at Isaiah 51 and 52.
That's right.
Let's go to Isaiah 51. Hearken to me. Now, Gloria says, I have an advantage because it says, hear, Ken. So I'm listening. Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you were hewn, and the hole of the pit whence you were digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall come, that same Lord here, mm-hmm. same Spirit. The Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
Mm.
Our covenant is the Eden covenant.
That's it. That's it.
And do I dare say this? The moment you got born again, you were back in the garden.
Yes, you were.
Because your sins were wiped out. And our time is gone. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you done with tolerating defeat in your life? Here's the good news. You can live free from all the baggage of the enemy. You can even demolish burdens in the lives of those around you. How? Through the power of God's anointing. In the audio series, The Power of the Anointing, Kenneth Copeland guides you through scripture to reveal the truth about the anointing and what it can do for you. You will learn exactly what the anointing is, the benefits that the anointing holds, and how to use the power of the anointing. This anointing carries all the power and benefits that Jesus came to deliver: joy, healing, freedom, eternal life. You can do all things through the anointing. Imagine dominating hurdles in your life and achieving success, and having the same type of impact that Jesus did in lives and circumstances everywhere you go. Freedom and success are all wrapped up in the anointing, which is Christ in you. You can live victoriously in every area of your life. Let God's burden-removing, yoke-destroying power completely set you free. Request your free audio series, The Power of the Anointing, by Kenneth Copeland on kcm.org.uk/TV special, or when you call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today. Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. October 27 through 29, come to the Omaha Victory Campaign in Nebraska. And November 10 through 12, join Kenneth Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.
Did you get a hold of some victory today? Praise God. Thank you for being with us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. You're going to be right here together with all of us. And this is Kenneth Copeland and Gregory Stevens and all of our class reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.